Last night at the Black Tie Gala in North Beach, where proof of vaccination was required, the Murph and Mackey for best duo to make everyone feel good about baseball, the Giants, and life went to the three-time World Series champion manager Bruce Bochy and all-time favorite Giants broadcaster Dwayne Kuiper, who came on air together on September 28th.
I'm here, Murph. I'm here. It's good to hear your voice.
Kuip? You want to say hi to the old friend on the other line right there?
I don't recognize that voice.
Yeah, it's great to hear you too, Kuip, man. I've enjoyed listening to you as I'm watching these games, and I look forward to getting to the Bay Area here soon.
Yeah, well, when the postseason starts, I mean, you got to be around. You got to at least be walking around and spreading the joy that you used to spread. How has it been for you? You enjoyed this?
That's what you miss as much as anything, are those relationships, those times you spend, with your friends, in the game. And so that's probably what I miss as much as anything.
Right, Kuip, and you miss him.
Oh, come on. Of course.
Well, I do. I mean, when Boch declared his office door was open.
Yeah.
See, he meant that for the players. We took it that it was open for the broadcast. if there was a good bottle of wine, a beautiful selection of wine.
Yeah.
Take one with you. He was great, and a lot of especially the coaches, after a really tough loss, the coaches wouldn't even look in his office. Forget it. They're not, because they might get blamed, right? We weren't afraid to go in and sit down, and maybe we sat there and nobody said anything, but eventually someone would say, "Hey, Boch, you want a beer?"
Yeah.
Yeah, go get me a beer. So one of us would run out, run into the kitchen and get him a beer. But we weren't afraid to go in, and he wasn't afraid to let us in. I miss him. I miss those great years that we had together. And you know what? It went very, very fast. From 2007, Bonds is last year for Boch, and the beginning of the Lincecum era. It just went really fast. So I miss you, Boch, and I love you.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what's going on next for you. I really can't.
Well, back at you, Kuip, and it's great to hear you. If you're not doing the game, I miss you. So I look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully.
Now, back to the 16th annual Murph and Mackey's.
Welcome back to the 16th annual Murph and Mackey's. Please take your seats as we honor the good, the bad, the comedic, and the absurd of the sports year. Here are your hosts, so important the award is named after them, Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey, on KNBR 104.5 and 680.
Think you can do the show after that, buddy? My gosh.
I could listen to that all day. I mean, those two of the all-time greats right there kicking it around.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, guys, and that was about 2.5 minutes. You should have heard the rest of what I cut out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
By the way, that interview's still up on KNBR.com. You can go back and find that. Anybody wants to hear that whole thing, fantastic stuff.
Great that you got that out there.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I'm sending out all the awards on Twitter, and as I write that one, I'm like, the best duo to make everyone feel good about baseball, the Giants, and life.
Yeah, life itself.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I love you too, Kuip.
How about the laugh of a bunch of...
How about go, sometimes we wouldn't say anything. And then somebody would say, "Hey, Boch, you want a beer?"
Yeah. Oh, okay, Kuip, yeah.
All right. Well, we're rolling, and we got more to come, including, the current category. And then after that, don't forget, recorded bit of the year.
Oh, good.
And player of the year.
Always a big one. That's a big one.
And then always the heartfelt Irving G. Thalberg Lifetime Achievement Award winner. We've already had Kyle Shanahan and Greg Papa on, too, by the way, talking 49er football.
Yes, indeed.
But today's Murph and Mackey Day. Paulie and I are off for the rest of the year. Shout out to Copes and MT2, Marcus Thompson next week, and then Kerry Crowley the week after. And then we'll be back in January. So we want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year's to everybody. We love you guys. And now we're going to dive in our next category.
Our next category, Bay Area Game of the Year. Past winners include 2012, 49ers 36, Saints 32 in the Vernon Post playoff game. 2014, NLCS Game 5, the Travis Ishikawa walk-off home run game. The Klay Thompson game versus OKC in 2016. In 2017, NBA Finals Game 3, Dubs over Cavs. 2018, Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. 2019, 49ers 48, Saints 46. 2020, 49ers 37, Packers 20.
Wow, there's some good ones there, man. Paulie, the Saints-49ers game twice.
One of the great
one
games.
One of the ones you were in New Orleans, and then the playoff game with Alex
Smith.
Yeah,
a couple of greats.
And then I can still see Ishikawa around on the bases. With
I'll never forget it.
Jake Peavy coming in from third base to, like, tackle him between second and third in the blacks.
Yeah, it was great.
The game of the year is always a chance to revisit all the great moments from the year, and it starts on May 28th, 2021.
And the nominees are...
Thank you, Copes. It starts on May 28th, 20... Five-yard false start. May 28th, 2021. Two words. Mike Tauchman. Two more words.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols. Five more words. No walk-off for you. Yeah, the Giants stunned him in L.A. Don't forget, they hadn't beaten the Dodgers in four previous tries. And they finally got over on the blue and gave us the first sign that something truly magical was happening. Giants 8, Dodgers 5.
Two on, one out. Tie game, eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Posey hits a high fly ball left field. Going back on the ball, Sutsugo. All the way back. It's gone! Buster Posey! A three-run homer to break the tie. 5-2 Giants here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Pujols hits a high fly ball left field. Tauchman's back at the wall. Leaps, and he makes a catch. Mike Tauchman is lying on the dirt on the warning track, and he just robbed Albert Pujols to keep the Giants in the game. That one is hit to right center field and very well hit. Sprinting back and over the head of Noisy. It's a base hit up against the bottom of the wall. Coming around third is Wade. He'll score. Here comes Yastrzemski, and he scores. Into second with a double. Evan Longoria, 8-5 Giants. Betts rips one to left field. Going back on it is Tauchman. He'll make the catch, and the ball game is over. And kind of a fitting way for it to end that Mike Tauchman would squeeze the last out, because his defense is the reason the Giants had a chance to win it in the 10th. And win it, they did.
You know, it was like probably the most fun play you can make as an outfielder. So you practice it like you're like a little kid, like over your chain link fence in the backyard. So it's just, you know, the opportunities are so few and far between that, you know, when you get a chance at one, it's pretty cool.
Hey, man, forever Giant Mike Tauchman. And that was a huge win, May 28th. They hadn't beaten the Dodgers in four straight.
And at the end of the year, they needed every single one of those wins.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you're going to hear that a lot, Paulie. There's going to be a lot of that. Because guess what? The Giants are all over this freaking game of the year. I got to tell you guys, when I was going through all the games, they won so many crazy games this year. And the next one is June 15th, 2021. Paulie, they hosted the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were terrible. And were losing games like by the bushel. But the Diamondbacks took a 7-0 lead in the second inning. Game so 7-0, second inning. Guess what? Bottom of the eighth, Mike Yastrzemski, McCovey Cove. Oh, and Jimmy Scherfy got the win.
Cabrera takes way outside, ball four. Littell has walked in a run. Here's a ground ball up the middle, and that one's through. Base hit center field. That's going to score two runs. Kelly is in, and Walker will score. 4-0, still nobody out in the first inning. Duggar blasts one deep right field. This one is on its way, and it is gone. And out into San Francisco Bay. Another 1-2 from Castellanos. Yastrzemski, high drive, down the right field line. It is gone! Amazing! Into San Francisco Bay, a grand slam! And the Giants have gone ahead, 9-8. The first grand slam of Mike Yastrzemski's career.
There's a high drive to right. Is it fair? Down the line. It is a grand slam into the water. Can you believe it? And they all score, including the man who hit the ball. Incredibly, the Giants have come from 7-0 behind, and Yastrzemski has put them ahead.
It's a sign from Posey. Here's the pitch. It is hit very softly. Fair ball in front of the plate. Posey's got it. Throws the first. And the Giants have one of their most remarkable wins in a long time.
Giants 9, Diamondbacks 8, June 15, 2021. Wow. Yaz grand slam into the water to cap a 7-0 comeback. My Lord. But guess what? Like I told you, there's a million of them. Just 8 days later, they're down in Anaheim on a Thursday afternoon.
They just keep coming.
It's a weekday getaway game, all right? And they're it turns into a nearly five-hour epic that included, by the way, premature fireworks. You said you call yourself premature Polly.
I do, sometimes.
Premature fireworks when the Angels thought they won it in the 12th. They didn't. Giants scored 7 in the 13th. Oh, by the way, they beat Shohei Ohtani in this game, Copes.
Don't forget, Dave Fleming had to leave the game.
June 23rd, that's a good Giants call. 9, Angels 3.
Oh, yeah, swing, and he hits a high drive to right field. Way back there, still going, and goodbye! A long home run to right field by Yastrzemski for the first run of the game.
Here's the pitch, and a slider grounded to first. Ruff has it, he's coming home. The tag by Posey, safe at the plate! Posey throws to second. He thinks he got the out. The Giants obviously are going to look at this. If the call on the field is correct, then the game is over. Let's get the call. Out at home plate. The game goes on. You thought it couldn't get any weirder. Bases loaded for Crawford. 3-1 pitch is way inside, ball four. And Yastrzemski will come in to score. Giants back ahead 3-2. The 0-1 pitch to Duggar. In the dirt, and it kicks away from Ward. Breaking for the plate is Posey. He'll score. 4-2 Giants. Fastball, and he hits a high drive right center field. It is gone. Mike Tauchman, 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts, and he hits a 2-run homer. I say a 2-run homer. It's a 3-run homer. Can't shortchange him to make it 9-2 Giants in the 13th.
Unbelievable. Mike Tauchman, 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts, hits a bomb in the 13th. Angels set off fireworks thinking they'd won. It didn't win, and the Giants get another crazy win, 9-3. And like I said, we got to keep rolling because there's awesome. 3 days later, June 26th, the Giants took on the A's in San Francisco, a 10-inning epic. The A's actually took the lead in the 10th inning, and then Duggar tied it. And then Kurt Casale came up, and Wotus waved him home. Happy Saturday night, Giants, first to 50 wins.
Fastball, there's a drive into deep right field. Hit really well. Way back there, still going. Adios! Pelota! Over the 20-foot high wall to the left of the 365 marker and into those seats. And that puts the Giants ahead 2-1.
3-2. He throws. Solano drives one deep left field. This one is gone. Tie game. Donovan Solano takes Jake Diekman deep. 4-4 here in the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. Casale rips one into left field. That's a base hit toward the line. Duggar speeding around second, heading for third. Kemp plays a carom. Wotus sends him home. The relay. Duggar slides. He's safe. And the Giants win the game 6-5.
They don't happen very, very often. And, you know, when they do, it's exciting for everybody. And, you know, it could have been anybody up there to do it. And I would have been equally as excited. You know, we were talking in the dugout that we hadn't had a walk-off win at home. And, you know, at the time, it was a good night to do it.
Kurt Casale doing his
very
thing.
Very nice.
Giants are building the magic, Paulie. August 5th. August 5th. Do you remember this one? They're down in Arizona in the ninth innings. Right before, my buddies and I went to Milwaukee to meet them. I was flying on this day. Saw they were down 4-0 in the ninth inning. All right, that's a loss.
You let that one go, right?
Oh, wait. No, you forgot about late night Lamont and the Giants. 10 innings in Arizona. Down 4-0 in the ninth. Giants 5, D-backs 4.
And the pitch to Crawford, and he swings and drives this one toward right center field. And this ball is off the wall. Bryant will score. Dickerson is on his way to third. Ron Wotus stops him there, standing up. Crawford, an RBI stand-up double. Here come the Giants. 4-1 D-backs. The 2-1 to Belt. Swings, and he drives this one into right field. Base hit. Played on one hop by Smith. And the Giants going station to station, and they're happy about that. They'll take it. Dickerson scores. 4-2 Diamondbacks. Still nobody out. Here we go. Runners will be going. The 3-2, and Wade swings, and he drives one into right field. A base hit. Crawford scores. Duggar is on his way home. The third is Slater. He'll be stopped there. Lamont Wade ties the game at 4. 3-2 to Bryant, and he rips this one fair on down the left field line. Listella will come around and score easily. On his way to second is Bryant. He goes in with an RBI stand-up double. 5-4 Giants. 1-0 here, swing and a fly ball toward right center field. Slater is back on the lip of the track. He's got it. The San Francisco Giants pull one out in 10 innings, 5-4.
Yeah, I said we had no business winning that game, really. Their starter really shut us down for 8, what looked like might have been 9 innings. But yeah, I mean, I've been a part of a few teams that really do well later in the game with the backs against the wall, and this team definitely has it, and it's really fun to be a part of.
That's Chris Bryant. By the way, I remember landing in wherever I landed, I think Chicago, and like, they won that game? Holy moly, crazy stuff. Well, guess what? More to come. 16 days later in Oakland, the A's were in it. Spirited Bay Bridge crowd, and the A's are going to get over. They're going to throw a bucket of water on the Giants. They're winning in the 9th inning.
Right.
Until late night Lamont did it again. 2 outs. Pinch hit. Step in the box. Take a listen.
Here's a swing by Belt and a drive to right field. This one is deep, and this one is gone. Brandon Belt up over the right field wall. Went down against a low pitch to dig it out, and he smoked it. His 17th home run of the year. And the lead for the A's is down to 2. 5-3, Oakland in the 7th. Here's a swing, and that one is hit deep to left field. It is off the top of the wall and gone. It bounced over. Darren Ruff makes it back-to-back homers for the Giants, and this is a one-run game. His 14th, and you can hear the Giants fans come to life.
Now the pitch. Swing, and there's a shot deep down the right field line. Way back there, it is a home run! We had to wait for the call from the umpire. Corey Blazer signaled home run, and the Giants have gone ahead 6-5.
Oh, I mean, this was a huge win for the team. Like you said, this atmosphere has been great out here. I would say it's kind of 50-50 with the fans, but I mean, it's really live out here. From first pitch to the last pitch, and the atmosphere has been really great, but it's good for us to come out and to win, and we got to come out here tomorrow and finish it off.
That's your guy, late night Lamont. Although it was late afternoon Lamont that day. But man, oh man, the Giants. You can see the season is just one crazy game after another because, Paulie, just a few days later, September 3rd. This is the last series against the Dodgers now. This is the 3-4-5 in September against the Dodgers. The Friday nighter, two best teams in baseball. This was the showdown, right? And it goes extras. The Dodgers take a 2-1 lead in the 10th. We got problems. Except for the Giants tie it. Then bottom 11, do you remember this? Ground ball, Buster Posey, bases loaded, Trey Turner bobbles it. Is he safe? Is he out? Replay review. Take a listen.
In two to Crawford. Here's the pitch. It is grounded up the middle into center field, base hit. Here comes Posey. They're going to send him. Taylor up with a throw. It is late. Posey scores to tie the game. And on that throw, Brandon Crawford makes it into second. It's 2-2. The Giants are still alive, and now they're set up to win the game.
He throws, and Smith grounds it to short. Crawford's got it. He's coming home. Posey will tag Turner. He's out at the plate.
Base is loaded, two down, bottom 11. Here's the pitch. Buster hits a shot towards second. Over the field to Turner. Spins around, throws it first. And he pulled Will Smith off the bag. Posey's safe.
Yeah.
And the winning run is scored. For now, the Dodgers want to look at it. All right, let's get the call. Here it comes. He is safe, and the game is over. The Giants have won 3-2. And now in the dugout, they mob Buster Posey. One of the weirdest walk-off celebrations you'll ever see. A night of frustration ends in jubilation. The Giants beat the Dodgers somehow, some way.
Well, that's the kind of game. I mean, they won the division by one game.
That's what I'm saying. They needed every one of these, man.
Well, guess what, Paulie? 2 days later, they needed another one. Do you remember this one? Sunday Night Baseball, and it was Walker Buehler, and the Giants had no starter. And then Belt homered and Duggar tripled. And do you remember who made a blazing entry into our lives? Camilo Doval.
Nice, yeah,
came in a bases-loaded situation. Sunday Night Baseball.
How about
again,
that?
You need every one of them. September 5th, Giants 6, Dodgers 4.
He swings and he bounced one deep into right center field. Way back there. Still going. Adios, Pelota! To the big part of the ballpark. A big fly for Belt, and the Giants have jumped ahead against Buehler. 1-0 in the first inning. Swing and a hard ground ball, pass first. Fair ball! Headed down into the right field corner. It goes right by the wall and into the corner. One run has scored. Here comes Yaz. He scores and streaking into third with a triple. Steven Duggar. Welcome back to San Francisco, and he has an impact right now. Bases loaded. The 2-2 pitch. He struck it out swinging. He reared back at 98 miles an hour and blew it by him. And the 1-2 pitch from Jake McGee. Swing and a high fly ball along the right field line, slicing foul. Yastrzemski goes all the way over. He reaches up. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over. And the winds of Oracle Park, which tend to blow a ball like that back toward the field of play, may well have blown that one back into the glove of Mike Yastrzemski.
Dudes, that was the Sunday night baseball game. And again, Paulie, they won the division by one game.
They needed all of these.
That was the last time they played the Dodgers all year. And they were supposed to lose that game. But guess what? They needed all of them. We got more. Because this is the game I was at with my kids when I was the cooler. And we had lost every game I'd been to. This was the game that stopped my cooler streak, Paulie. An insane Friday night against the Braves.
One of my favorites. One of my favorites.
Don't forget, the Giants were up 4-2 in the ninth. We're like, we're all cheering. Oh, wait. Tyler Rogers came in and coughed up a three spot, and the Giants were down 5-4 going to the bottom of the ninth, and then two outs, nobody on. Gabe Kapler told Donovan Solano, wandering out of a COVID-19 forest. It was his first game back after he'd been in a hotel room for 3 weeks, dude. And he ties the game with a two-out bomb.
Donnie
and then
Barrels.
We go into extras. They run out of pinch hitters. Crawford's on third. Gausman up to bat. Don't forget Crawford's hair flying as he head first dives across home plate. September 17, 2021. Giants 6, Braves 5.
The 2-2. Solano hits a high drive down the left field line toward the corner. It is gone! He did it! Tie game 5-5. Donovan Solano with the Giants down to their final strike. First at bat in almost 3 weeks.
Here's the pitch. Gausman hits a fly ball right field. Peterson going back. Underneath it, he'll make the catch. Crawford's going to tag and try to score. Here comes the throw, the slide. He's safe at the plate. Crawford scores. And Kevin Gausman hits a sacrifice fly to win the game. I don't believe it. And the Giants are mobbing him around first base. Incredible.
A high fly ball. Peterson backs up. Crawford is tagging. And Crawford is coming. Here comes the throw. And safe! It is Kevin Gausman who wins the game.
Unbelievable.
Just the way we thought it would turn out. Resilient.
Oh, man, that was the coolest thing I've ever done in my entire career. Like, I mean, when it was 3-2 and everybody, like, stood up, I mean, it was probably one of the coolest moments of my life.
Kevin Gausman, man. Oh, he's a Toronto Blue Jay now. How about that?
Thanks for that sack fly, though. We needed that. We really did.
That was one of the most fun regular season games I've ever been to. Mobbing my kids are like, we don't know who our crazy dad is.
No, that was a legit night, man.
The Solano homer to tie it with two outs and nobody on, man. His first at bat in like a month. All right, but we're not done. Don't forget, just 4 days later, they had to do it again. They were playing the Padres, and they needed a hit in the ninth.
Here we go.
Late night, Lamont once more.
There's a swing. There's a drive deep into right field. Way back there. It could go. It's gone. And listen to these Giants fans at Petco Park. Tommy La Stella leads off the game with a home run. Curveball slapped fair right past third down the left field line. It will roll into the corner. Coming around third, Bryant, he scores. Heading for second, Crawford, he turns and holds as the throw comes into third. Brandon Crawford has knocked in the tying run with a double to left. It is 4-4. Here's Melanson and the pitch. Fastball swung on and a looping liner over the head of Tatis into shallow left. Base hit. Heading home is Belt. Here comes the throw, the tag. Safe! One strike pitch. Swing and a hard ground ball off of Belt's glove. He picks it back up. Throws to Crawford for one. Back to first with Rogers covering. In time! Double play! The game is over!
It happened very quickly, and Crawford made an absolute perfect throw. The ball kind of found me, to be honest with you. I mean, the Brandons play such good defense and at such a fast pace. I was just happy to be a part of it.
Nice. If it's got to be late night, then it's late night.
That's good, man. That's late night. By the way, that was a great play to end it. Brandon Belt to Tyler Rogers on a pitcher's fielding practice Scottsdale special there. All right, guys, one more Giants game, and it was October 8, 2021.
Oh, this is one I was waiting for. Yeah.
Some people have said, including us on this show, that the home park has never been more charged
now,
up.
Now, slow down for 2 seconds, because I got to throw a couple of options out here, because I got to throw a Mike Morse pinch hit bomb. I got to throw a Travis Ishikawa walk off to win the pennant now. Hold on.
These are all great
I'm
points.
I'm just saying. These are great points. You know.
But there was, Copes, yeah. You were at this game. October 8, 2021, Game 1, NLDS, Giants, Dodgers. There was something in the air.
I was with Waterboy. We were all three at that game.
Something
we were going
in
nuts.
The air. Yeah. The first ever Giants, Dodgers official postseason game. And don't forget, Walker Buehler's on the mound, and Buster Posey in his, now we know, farewell, hits a thank you salute home run for Giants fans in the first inning to completely,
I mean,
tilt the park on its axis. Logan Webb, inning after inning after inning after inning, setting that jaw and competing. And don't forget, Camilo Doval closed it out.
Yeah, that kid.
Place went nuts. Yeah. NLDS Game 1, October 8, Giants 4, Dodgers 0.
Buster hits a fly ball deep to right field, way back there. Adios, Pelota! On a 3-0 count, Buster Posey sends one to the opposite field, and it cleared the arcade and hit the top of one of those water cannons out there. 2-0 Giants.
Bryant hits a high fly ball deep left field. This one is gone up over the left field wall. Chris Bryant goes deep. 3-0 Giants.
Crawford swings and he drives one right center field. Pretty deep. Way back there. And goodbye! Into the Dodger bullpen. 4-0 Giants. Brandon Crawford against the left-hander hits a rocket. The Giants are one out away from beating LA. The pitch, Will Smith hits a high pop-up. Right side of the infield. Here comes Flores to the mound. Solano next to him pulls him off and makes the catch. And the Giants beat LA in game one of the division series.
I feel like growing up as a baseball player, you grow up for, like, you want to play in these moments like this. And, I was the same way. So, happy to be able to throw these games as well.
Logan Webb, dude. A kid out of Rockland. All right, guys, but we're doing these chronologically, and that's the end of the Giants October 8. Well, guess what? A month later, the Niners enter the fray with a Game of the Year candidate. November 15, 2021, with a 3-game losing streak threatening the season. Niners roar back at Levi's Pauly on a Monday night. Don't forget, it started with an 18-play, 14-minute drive.
One of my favorite drives of all time.
Don't forget, Jimmy Ward had a pick six, and the Niners ran it 42 times.
Beautiful.
To change the season. 49ers 31, awesome. Rams 10.
Yeah. Second down, 8, play action by Stafford. Going to look left, now get flushed out, go to his right. Now we'll throw a deep shot down the field. This ball's intercepted by Jimmy Ward. Jimmy back, time throws for the end zone for George Kittle. He pulled it down. Touchdown, San Francisco. Stafford throws a quick one out, and it is dropped. It is intercepted by Jimmy Ward. Going back the other way. Touchdown, San Francisco.
I got to tell you, that feels great, baby. Holy smoke.
Wilson goes in motion. It's a handoff to Deebo Samuel. Gets wide left and trying to turn the corner. Touchdown! San Francisco! Deebo Samuel turned into a running back. Three right. Garoppolo back on fourth down. Throws over the middle. It's caught by Deebo again. Breaks a tackle. He's going to run in the end zone for a touchdown. What a night by Deebo Samuel on Monday Night Football. Touchdown, San Francisco! On a 4th and 6, He goes for 40 yards.
I think we're one of the only teams that have ever beaten the Rams back-to-back times, and the fact that we've done it five in a row, I mean, sorry, since McVay's been there, it's pretty awesome. You know, I think our coaches always do a great job of game planning them, but we just try to be as physical as we possibly can be, and that works pretty well for us.
Well, there you go. That was the one that changed it. That's why they're still alive, is that game against the Rams. Then finally, Paulie, sometimes the candidates get in just under the wire because just three nights ago, December 14, 2021, in front of Ray, in front of Reggie, in front of Dell, in front of Spike, and in front of Pete Davidson, Steph Curry sealed his spot as the greatest shooter of all time. December 14, Warriors 105.
Steph.
Knicks.
Yeah,
96.
Man.
Alec Burks. Guarding it from the start, Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good! There it is! Stephen Curry! Three-pointer, number 29, 74. The man who changed the game. The igniter of the three-point revolution in the NBA. And now he stands alone at the top of the three-point list. 96 for the Knicks. Rose will dribble it out. On a night when Stephen Curry becomes the all-time three-point king. Tonight, Curry makes 5 three-pointers at 22 in the game. And every three-pointer he makes for as long as he plays will add to that record. Ray Allen in attendance. Graceful, knowing that record was going to be broken. Just the beautiful scenes here at Madison Square Garden. An honor to be with you, my friend.
Always, Brian, and to have this moment, because I've had so many moments here as Dale Curry wears that hat with the new number, the new champ, the new king of the mountaintop, Stephen Curry, the greatest shooter this game has ever seen.
Yo, I just want to say thank y'all so much for the support, the love, the energy for last night. I woke up feeling really special this morning. And can't thank y'all enough for just being there for this whole journey. I know we got a lot more to do, but I got to take a second and just appreciate what 2974 means. History was made last night.
There it is, Steph Curry. Way to get it under the wire, Paul. That's a long list. And yes, obviously the Giants dominated because they played so many crazy games this year. But without further ado,
let's do
one game stands above them all, Paulie.
And the winner is...
Rip that envelope open. Can I transport you back to October 8, 2021? NLDS Game 1, Giants 4, Dodgers 0. Buster Logan and the Giants.
Let's do this, guys.
Play ball.
Play ball.
He throws. Buster hits a fly ball. Deep to right field. Way back there. Adios, Pelota! On a 3-0 count, Buster Posey sends one to the opposite field, and it cleared the arcade and hit the top of one of those water cannons out there. 2-0 Giants.
Bryant hits a high fly ball, deep left field. This one is gone up over the left field wall. Chris Bryant goes deep. 3-0 Giants.
Crawford swings and he drives one right center field. Pretty deep. Way back there. And goodbye! Into the Dodger bullpen. 4-0 Giants. Brandon Crawford against the left-hander. Hits a rocket. The Giants are one out away from beating LA. The pitch. Will Smith hits a high pop-up. Right side of the infield. Here comes Flores to the mound. Solano next to him. Pulls him off and makes the catch. And the Giants beat L.A. in Game 1 of the Division Series.
Oh, man, congrats, Logan Webb, Buster Posey, Gabe Kapler, the whole crew. That was definitely a worthy winner. One of the most memorable nights in San Francisco Giants history at that ballpark. Paulie, we got more work to do. Game of the year done. 16th annual Murph and Mackey's Roll On KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Last night at the Black Tie Gala in North Beach, where proof of vaccination was required, the Murph and Mackey for Best Marty Lurie Anecdote of the Year went to Adam Copeland for bringing the audience his story on March 16th about Marty's smoke alarm going off and how it sounded like a little bird.
This is not the first smoke alarm story in KMBR
history.
So
one time, I guess I started here almost 6 years ago. So maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, I was producing one of the night shows. And Marty was, it was like this time of year. So It's a spring training time of year, so Marty's still down in, like, Arizona.
The alarm's going off.
Yes, you know how, because Marty's got the box, so he can like, log, like, check in and not be on the phone, and he sounds like he's sitting here in studio with us.
Yeah.
So Marty's in his house, and apparently the fire alarm at his house had been going off for a couple of days.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I don't know.
It's been buzzing.
I don't know how you yeah. you ignore it for that many days, but, dude, get this.
That's the best.
Basically, like, when I called him, you know, you call me, like, hey, you're about to jump on or whatever, and he goes, yeah, this alarm's going off behind me. He goes, we'll just pretend it's a little bird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, it's so like it's a canary. Dude, so I named
off,
it.
It's going his off name's Fred. Oh, it's going off man. During the hit, Paul, and he's like, you know, getting a riff off on the
Bob
bird
Marley
that's in his
sang
house.
Of three little birds.
Oh, dude, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Giants fans, everything's going to be all right.
It sounds like a canary.
Dude, like Hummingbird Jones of the St. Louis
Oh,
birds.
That is dude, money.
Like Mockingbird Taylor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They said in the shower he sang like a mockingbird.
It was like Mark the Bird Fidrich.
This is beautiful.
He used to sing Al Jolson. Sounded like a mockingbird.
Al Jolson.
Al Jolson.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Who's a singer from the 20s? Huh?
Now, back to the 16th annual Murph and Mackey's.
Welcome back to the 16th annual Murph and Mackey's. Please take your seats as we honor the good, the bad, the comedic, and the absurd of the sports year. Here are your hosts. So important, the award is named after them, Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey.
Have you
forgotten? On KNBR 104.5 at 680.
Had you forgotten that one? Had you forgotten that
one?
It's
amazing.
Had you forgotten
that one? It's been going for days.
That's the beauty. You got to write them down when they happen so you can remember months later.
I don't remember any of that.
Okay, we don't have time to dilly-dally. Okay. We got to get to the big one. This is like best picture. We have this and the Thalberg.
Okay.
Okay, so it's time, Copes, for our next category. Okay.
Our next category is Bay Area Player of the Year. Past winners span from Baron Davis in 2007 to Brian Wilson in 2010 to Stephen Curry in 2016, KD in 2017 and 2018. 2019, George Kittle. 2020, Mike Yastrzemski.
Wow, Yaz took it last year.
He
forgot
sure
about
did.
That. Pandemic Yaz. Yeah. All right, Paulie, without further ado, let's get that.
And the nominees are.
All right, well, Paulie Mack sings to this candidate many, many times over. He tells him to carry on. He tells him to do what you do. And he responds all the time. A third place NBA MVP finish in the spring after a torrid run of basketball. He's back for more. He's now the consensus leading candidate for NBA MVP heading into 2022. He's third in the league in scoring. He's leading the league in three-pointers made. And, of course, just nights ago, he became the all-time leading three-point shooter in NBA history. Our first nominee for Player of the Year, who other than Steph Curry.
There it is. Steph Curry, 11 straight games of 30 or more. Nobody at age 33 has done that in NBA history.
He's different in just so many ways.
Not Wilt, not Michael, not Kobe, not George Gervin, not anyone.
He's changed everything.
Steph Curry.
There's that cross screen again to Wiggins.
Steph, three. There it is. NBA three-point history. Stephen Curry stands alone as the most dominant distance shooter the game has ever seen. 2,974 threes. Stephen Curry stands alone as the most dominant distance shooter the game has ever seen. 2,974 threes and counting.
I think everybody talks about what the greatest shooter ever and all that conversation. And, you know, my respect for Reggie and Ray, guys who set the bar for what it meant to be a sharpshooter, to have the longevity as well. And for me, I've tried to own that in my journey in terms of, you know, range, volume, efficiency. All those things go into it. So I pride myself on shooting a high percentage. I pride myself on allowing that to help us win games. And now I can pride myself on the longevity of getting to that number that Ray set. And hopefully pushing it to a number that nobody can reach. We'll see what happens, but that's something that the balance of volume and efficiency for me is the standard that I wanted to set. And I never want to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record, so I'm comfortable saying that now.
Way to go, Steph. I'm comfortable saying that.
Love that man. Love him.
Then he went for a five-hour steak with Kevin Durant and Dell and a basketball. All right. Well done, Steph. You could be on this list every year. Nominee number two, Paulie. Well, we didn't have this guy all last year, and we didn't know how much we missed him until he came roaring off the defensive line every snap.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mauling offensive tackles and stalking quarterbacks across the NFL. Coming off a torn ACL and a severely damaged knee, his maniacal zest for conditioning and his dedication to his craft has him playing the best football of his young career. He already has a career-high 14 sacks and leads the entire NFL in 18 tackles for loss.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to say number 97 is a sweet sight for 49ers fans and is our second nominee for Player of the Year, Nick Bosa.
Bosa with pressure. Goff gets away from him. Not for long.
Oh, my goodness.
Bosa able to get a part of it. Let's see who they give the sack to. Oh. Kevin Givens was there. They're going to give it to Nick Bosa. Well, Welcome back, Nick.
He deserves it after he just forklifts Penei Sewell with a bull rush. You talk about power. Puts him right on his can.
They roll Hurts. Right, going to get hit and sacked.
Ball out.
He fumbled the ball, and it is recovered by Philadelphia in the third tight end stole. But Nick Bosa came flying around the edge there, and Lane Johnson to come up with the strip sack. Looks right now pressured, and the 49ers will sack Jalen Hurts back on the 31-yard line. Nick Bosa gets in, and they're going to have to punt the ball away. Here comes Bosa! Right around Dwayne Brown to sack Russell Wilson. The gold rush on full display today.
Hurry back, backpedaling, spins, and Bosa will get him back into Arizona territory.
Here's Stafford back, pressured out, gets sacked by Nick Bosa.
And
flag
a hold.
Came down. They'll wipe away the hold, and Nick Bosa will pick up his eighth quarterback sack on the year.
Lawrence back left, pressured, gets sacked, and this one will belong to Nick Bosa.
Good play action. Bosa from the backside will sack Kirk Cousins going around the rookie Darisaw to pick up his 11th quarterback sack of the year.
Burrow with pressure from Kawan Williams. Burrow going to get out of it.
Bosa from behind will get him again. What a sack for Nick Bosa. Woo!
We almost blew it. But we didn't, so...
One of the chillest killer we've ever seen.
Yeah. Did you see yesterday? And this was too late for a deadline, but they asked him yesterday, does he know the team record? And he goes, yeah, 19. Alden.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Nice.
He'd like to get it.
Yeah. See, he's thinking about it. By the way, I think he's going to get it.
All right. Nominee number three. Well, when a player has a season that causes a lengthy summer-long riff at the expense of creative Tony.
Sorry, Tony.
Then you know he's done something notable. But our next nominee's career year thrilled everyone, even if creative Tony kicked it all off by mocking his 100th career home run.
Sorry, Tony.
This player was seemingly challenged by Gabe Kapler's thoughts of a platoon, so he turned in the best year of his career. Career highs in batting average, runs, homers, RBI, and OPS. He was the best player on the best team in baseball. And the MVP chants rang out at China Basin. He finished fourth in the National League MVP voting, highest finish since Buster Posey in 2012. Our next nominee, number 35, Brandon Crawford.
Giants are down by a run with three outs of life left to them. Now the 1-0 pitch. Crawford swings, and there's a long drive to right. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a home run! Hello, San Francisco Bay! It's tied up!
Crawford, line drive, left center field. That's a hit, and it's rolling all the way out to the wall. Here comes Posey to third. Ron Wotus gives him the go sign. The relay throw coming home. It's too late! Posey scores, and the Giants have gone ahead 6-5.
Brandon Crawford, 3-for-3. The pitch, he belts one. Right center field. It's going to go over the head of Conforto and hits the bricks. Ricochets towards center field. Coming to third, Longoria. Rounding third, heading home. He'll score. Heading for third, Crawford hits a stand-up triple. The fourth hit of the night for Crawford. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball. Crawford back to his right. Backhands it. Spins. The long throw right on the bag in time for the out. What a play.
The pitch from Rogers. It is hit on the ground. A short snared by Crawford. Backhand flip to second. Barehand pull by LaStella. His throw to first. He got him. Double play.
Crawford swings it. He drives one. Right center field. Pretty deep. Way back there. And good night! Into the Dodger bullpen. 4-0 Giants.
I mean, I think we had high expectations in ourselves. You know, I think we heard what everybody else's expectations were, and you know, I think we all kind of see that, and you know, think we can be, thought we could be better than that. You know, our goal was to win the West this year, and you know, I don't think anybody really expected us to do it. So, I mean, to be able to to hold off a team as good as the Dodgers for as long as we did and, you know, eventually win it is a pretty awesome feeling.
Hey, man, just hearing him again, that's a good feeling, buddy. And he's back 2 more years, but guess what? He's got heavyweights to fend off. Steph Curry, Nick Bosa, Brandon Crawford. Our next category, Paulie, can I try to do you and Chris Berman? Whoa, that was my try. How do you want our next nominee to produce for the 49ers? Do you want him to receive for 1,028 yards and just 57 catches? Do you want his 18 yards per catch to lead all NFL regular wide receivers?
All the above.
Or do you want him to turn into a running back wreak havoc from the backfield?
Exactly.
This 6-foot, 215-pound playmaker out of South Carolina is
my boy.
Rushed for 6 touchdowns, 240 yards, and 7.3 yards per attempt. His 11 touchdowns are tied for 6th in the league. Just give him the damn Heisman Trophy. Our next nominee, Deebo Samuel.
Jimmy gets hit. Fluttering ball down the sideline. Caught by Deebo Samuel. Breaks a tackle now and will run all the way inside the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! San Francisco. How did he catch that ball? 79 yards.
Same formation. Kistel, shortened shotgun with a back behind Lance. He rides the mesh point. Going to pull it now and throw down the right sideline. Wide open, Deebo Samuel. He catches it 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Deebo Samuel getting the party started for Trey Lance.
They're going to move Deebo in motion. They flip it to him again, trying to sweep right. Turns the corner. Touchdown, San Francisco. Garoppolo back on fourth down. Throws over the middle. It's caught by Deebo again. Breaks a tackle. He's going to run in the end zone for a touchdown. What a night by Deebo Samuel on Monday Night Football. Touchdown, San Francisco. This is the dagger shot to put him away. Third down and 7-2 by 2 formation. Garoppolo in the gun. They're going to jet sweep Deebo. They throw it to him coming forward. And Deebo Samuel will run for a first down. The 49ers will beat the LA Rams.
Well, you know my dissolve.
Deebo. Man. There you go, buddy. Well earned. And one more nominee. How unique is this guy? Not only has he won this award before, but he's being nominated after sitting out the entire 2020 season. And now, Paulie, this will be his last nomination as he announces retirement from baseball.
About that?
After 12 years all in the black and orange,
his last.
He reinvented himself one last time, sticking to a rest plan that kept him fresh and powerful and resurrected his offensive numbers. 18 homers, his highest since 2015, and 889 OPS, his highest since his MVP season of 2012. And, of course, his impeccable and professional game calling behind the plate for a team that won 107 games. For dramatic flourish, his love letter to Giants fans was a home run in the first inning of the first Giants-Dodgers October playoff game in San Francisco history. Our final nominee, Buster Posey.
Posey lines one into center field, base hit. Flores comes in to score 7-1 Giants. Man, Buster Posey not messing around in the final game of the year. Posey 2-for-2, on base 3 times. He's knocked in 3 runs already. It's only the 4th inning. And that's his 1,500th Major League hit. He's getting a standing ovation from everybody here at Oracle Park. What a great time to get a milestone hit.
He throws. Buster hits a fly ball. Deep to right field. Way back there. Adios, Pelota! On a 3-0 count, Buster Posey sends one to the opposite field, and it cleared the arcade and hit the top of one of those water cannons out there. 2-0 Giants.
I think when it was over, I tried to take it in a little bit more. But because of the nature of the way the season ended, with it being just down to the wire. So yeah, once it was over, I was definitely just appreciating looking at the fans that were packed into the stadium when last year there were no fans. Just kind of reminiscing on past years when getting to celebrate, whether either making the playoffs or winning a big playoff series in that ballpark. I kind of went into this last season feeling like it might be my last. Just gave myself some space in my mind to be okay with deciding otherwise if I wanted to keep playing. I just really never wavered. I think it really allowed me to empty the tank this year like I never have. before. The reason I'm retiring is I want to be able to do more stuff from February to November with my family. Physically, it's much harder now. And to be honest, it's hard to enjoy it as much when there's the physical pain that you're dealing with on a daily basis.
Man, Buster, you will be missed. There's a robust category. Steph Curry, Nick Bosa, Brandon Crawford, Deebo Samuel, and Buster Posey. Copes, hit the drums.
And the winner is...
in a very tough category, Paulie. Hey, come on down. Pleasanton's own number 35, Brandon Crawford. Congratulations, and guess what? He's calling in right now.
Hey, it's Brandon Crawford. Thank you guys for choosing me as your Murph and Mac Bay Area Player of the Year. Although I had never heard of this award before, it's very humbling knowing you had plenty of other options with the great athletes in the Bay. I want to thank my coaches, teammates, and family. I couldn't have had this season without their help and support and love. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That's the best.
Well, that's what you would expect.
I've never heard of this award before.
I guess Buster, the best acceptance
I guess,
of all time.
I guess Buster didn't have his in his locker.
Brandon texted me. Here I am, text dropping.
No,
but he
cool.
texted me after. He goes, I just left it. He goes, short and sweet. That's what he said.
Just like his normal interviews. He's awesome.
But he said when we texted him, he goes, I had to text Chisholm and ask if this is a real award. Then he wrote laughing, crying emoji. And then I told him all the winners. He goes, it's a pretty strong list.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Brent. You entered the lore with KD and Steph and all of them.
He's immortalized.
Let's end it with
He's
this.
Immortal.
There's nothing left to say other than Waterboy, Copes, Paulie. I love you guys. And let's go to breakfast. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Cheers, y'all.
Papa and Lone Star
Happy
right
New
now.
Year.
KMBR and KMBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader. See you guys in 2022, a Cumulus Media station.
Listen.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.